from Turkey, and Turkey may pay a high price for this.
Now, Tazone, I hate to cut you off, but you're going to be part of the replay for tonight and tomorrow. I want to thank you for being in today.
Thank you so much.
Can I call on you again?
Absolutely. Please do.
Going to be back after a top of the hour break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Kevin Kleinsmith, the former FBI lawyer, is planning to plead guilty to making a false statement in this, the first criminal case to emerge from U.S. John Durham's investigation into the Russia probe and the 2016 Trump campaign. A report from the GAO shaking things up a bit inside the Trump administration.
The appointments of the top two officials at the Department of Homeland Security violated federal law. That's according to the Government Accountability Office, which said that Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf and his deputy Ken Cuccinelli are serving under an invalid order of succession under the Vacancies Reform Act. The Vacancies Reform Act governs how temporary appointments can be made to positions that require Senate confirmation.
Fox's John Decker, the DHS says they wholeheartedly disagree with the report. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. It's another day when those afternoon and evening storms will be in ample supply, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours. High temperature in the low 90s today. We'll be down to the mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Not quite as many storms tomorrow, but still scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours, high in the low 90s, and then the storms become widely separated on Sunday. Few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A Perry County school board member and former county commissioner is facing sex abuse and attempted rape charges in Dallas County. Deputies say 66-year-old Donald Nichols was arrested Thursday night after a woman alleges that Nichols made unwanted sexual advances at her and then became aggressive when she rejected them. He's since bonded out of jail. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker has granted the motion to step down from the case involving Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett. One of Taylor's lawyers filed a motion back on August 10th to have the judge recuse himself. The new judge over the case is Circuit Judge Christopher Hughes. Troy University officials confirm there have been 40 active COVID-19 cases on campus in the last 2 weeks. Officials say any person testing positive will be isolated, and anyone believed to be at risk for exposure will be asked to self-quarantine. That's this morning's update from CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from Steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Friday, GGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. 2 hours left until the weekend, 1 hour and 50 minutes left until the weekend starts.
Well, that's a great way to kick off a show on a Friday. Always love talking to Dr. Schwartz.
I wanted to really appreciate him being in today. He is really good, and when you have this many events kind of happening, that's perfect. Sorensen, so glad that he could be in studio. So much easier, yes. So much better, so much faster. Yes. And we're already pretty fast with what we do with him. So I want to thank him again. Very informative. The Kleinsmith thing is kind of interesting. Mm. So former FBI attorney, Kevin Kleinsmith, is going to plead guilty to a single felony count of making false statements through his lawyer, said it was not his intent to mislead. Mm-hmm. Not his intent. Now, his intent was to lie like crazy.
Yeah, and I believe the New York Times report on this says it's not expected the Durham investigation will find any widespread anti-Trump conspiracy or something like that.
Well, what they do is they hit that. This is Politico. The findings led the Justice Department to rescind two of the renewed warrants through Horowitz, did not ultimately conclude that the FBI lacked a basis to do the survey, but they said, they go down in the article, they say, but Durham disagrees with that assessment. But you have to get down to the bottom of the story to get that.
And part of this investigation, at least one leg of it, I wonder what you think about this, Dan, is the leaks. Like, who is the source for the New York Times? And, you know, some of the stuff is obviously allowed. You can talk to the press, but some of it has been classified information. So I'd imagine part of this investigation was who's talking to these guys so much and sharing classified stuff, and you want to keep those folks siloed out of good investigative information if you're trying to, say, rope certain people in, I'd imagine.
Well, the couple of interesting things. Number one, this guy's an attorney. He changed the word talking about Carter Page. Was he working for the CIA? Yes. CIA answers. He changes the yes answer to no. But there was not an intent to hurt anybody. He just wanted to protect him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But it's interesting that this guy's pleading guilty and we have an election in 82 days. So they must really have the goods on him. Because his attorney said, well, why don't we just kind of wait things out here, let them either charge you, unless we'll have a trial, you know, some 6 months from now type thing. And what are the odds of, in their mind, of Trump not being in office? I think on the other side of this, they must have something pretty damning on him. The other part is, will Clyne Smith help and be cooperating with folks? So Clyne Smith is an attorney that's in the counterintelligence group with his PSAP and Strzok.
Right. The New York Times tried to label him a while back when the Horowitz report came out,
low level.
He was right there with those guys in counterintelligence.
Yeah, and what he was doing is making sure that legal documents like a FISA warrant were being done properly. That was his job. That's not some low-level guy. And most attorneys don't do that. I mean, this is, when you're getting an attorney involved in something, you're getting them involved because of a legal situation and an investigative.
And I guess the idea is Clyne Smith wasn't the only one who saw that original communication from the CIA saying, Carter Page has worked with us. I'm sure other eyeballs might have
Well, they found the original email which said, right. Yes, he does.
Right.
And he changed it to, no, he doesn't.
Right.
So here's the question. Is he cooperating? Who told him to do that? Did somebody tell him to do that, or did he do it on his own? So whoever, if somebody did tell him to do that, that person has to be asking the same questions I just did. Is he cooperating?
And I appreciate the Attorney General foreshadowing this breakthrough.
Yeah, let's do this. I went back and listened very closely to the Bill Barr interview with Sean Hannity. Now, we're going to play a section of it, and then we're going to take that section apart. Listen, but the part where Bill Barr is talking, a piece of that, the most important piece, we're going to play back again for you separately and isolated.
You had the patience of Job on steroids and human growth hormone when you went before that clown show in Congress. God bless you for it, because I don't think I have the patience you do, and it was really pretty despicable to me. The president weighed in on Durham. You were very clear in your testimony. The president doesn't tell you what to do. You're independent. President said today that he hopes that the Durham report and that you as Attorney General won't be politically correct. I hope that, too. Mr. Attorney General, I spent 3 years unpeeling the layers of an onion in terms of premeditated fraud on a FISA court. You have deleted subpoenaed emails. You have a knowledge we know that they were warned in August of 2016 not to trust that dossier, which was the bulk of information for the FISA warrants. The subsource in January of 2017 confirms none of that was true, and it was Barr talk. I guess just as the wheels of justice turn slowly, I feel impatience over it. Can you give us any update?
Yes, Sean. Well, first, you know, as to the political correctness, if I was worried about being politically correct, I wouldn't have joined this administration.
That's actually a good line, too. Okay.
Yeah, well. As I made clear, I'm going to call him as I see him, and that's why I came in. I think I'm in a position to do that. There are two different things going on, Sean. One, I've said that the American people need to know what actually happened. We need to get the story of what happened in 2016 and 17 now out. That will be done. The second aspect of this is, if people cross the line, if people involved in that activity violated the criminal law, they will be charged. And John Durham is an independent man, highly experienced, and his investigation is pursuing apace. There was some delay because of COVID, but I'm satisfied with the progress. And I've said there are going to be developments, significant developments, before the election. But we're not doing this on the election schedule. We're aware of the election. We're not going to do anything inappropriate before the election. But we're not being dictated to by this schedule. What's dictating the timing of this are developments in the case. And there will be developments. Is tomorrow there will be a development in the case. It's not an earth-shattering development, but it is an indication that things are moving along at the proper pace as dictated by the facts in this investigation.
Okay. So now what I've done is I've taken the part where Bill Barr is talking about what he's going to do, and I've segmented that. So the first thing he's going to do is he's going to list three things that that need to happen. The first is get things out. But listen to how he says this.
As I made clear, I'm going to call him as I see him, and that's why I came in. I think I'm in a position to do that. There are two different things going on, Sean. One, I've said that the American people need to know what actually happened. We need to get the story of what happened in 2016 and 17 now out. That will be done.
Okay, so we need to get things out, and that will be done. Now, Bill Barr, when he says something, he really thinks about it. So we're going to get things out, and so I think that's going to be part of it. I think they're going to do the indictments and things and have this attorney, but I think the other thing is they're going to tell the story of what happened. See, because he said, we're going to get things out and that's going to be done. Now, the next part here is if they lied, they will be prosecuted. If they lied, he didn't say they committed a crime. He said, if they lie, listen to this and the timetable.
The second aspect of this is if people cross the line, if people involved in that activity violated the criminal law, they will be charged. And John Durham is an independent man, highly experienced, and his investigation is pursuing apace. There was some delay because of COVID. But I'm satisfied with the progress. And I've said there are going to be developments, significant developments, before the election. But we're not doing this on the election schedule. We're aware of the election. We're not going to do anything inappropriate before the election. But we're not being dictated to by this schedule. What's dictating the timing of this are developments in the case. And there will be developments. Is tomorrow there will be a development in the case. It's not an earth-shattering development, but it is an indication that things are moving along at the proper pace as dictated by the facts in this investigation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So crimes, we're going to prosecute. We're going to do this. And this is a little thing, but there are big things coming. So I wouldn't say that the thing today was actually a little thing. I think that's the first step thing.
Right.
And so I wonder what the next couple of steps are going to be. Bill Barr is very, very particular in the way he says things. That was interesting. We have more Bill Barr. We're going to be back right after this.
That's the time you get me running.
Dan Morris Show.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Don't forget to get, we're going to be doing this weekly farm market get basket drawing 2:30 to 2:45 today. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing today, Dan?
Doing good, my friend, and you?
I'm fine. How was your doctor appointment?
It was good. It was actually kind of humorous. The doctor had not heard from my my cardiologist I needed triple bypass surgery, and so he said, How are you doing? I said, well, great. I said, I need triple bypass surgery. He said, what? And he said, I was just about to tell you how great your profile looked. All your blood tests, EKG, everything looked great. Oh. And, you know, he says, just proves what happens is, you know, you can pick up some things, but you have to go a little bit deeper to pick up some of the big things sometimes. But he said, this probably saved your life.
Have they scheduled your time to have the triple bypass?
I have not. I'll do a doctor interview online on the 18th, and we'll determine it then.
Okay. I just want to make a comment. Hillary Clinton was on TV when I was eating lunch today.
Did you get sick?
I did. I threw up. But she said something strange. She said, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, I don't know if you recorded this or not. But
I saw that.
Go ahead. Yeah, but the only people she left out were the deplorables.
Yeah. See, I want you to get out and vote.
Yeah. Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Sure.
Is 88? Yes, sir.
You're in, buddy.
Okay. Have a good weekend, bro.
Thanks. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan, Joey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for
Dan,
calling.
Dan, can I go in a totally different direction?
You can go wherever you want to. You can go, for you, you can go anywhere you want to.
Okay, great. All right, what I wanted to talk about, because I know that you play an attorney on the radio.
Okay.
And maybe you slept at the Holiday Inn Express last
there
night.
There you go.
That way you don't have to, that way you don't have to live out of a cooler.
Yeah.
Okay, the removal of the statue at the Robert E. Lee High School.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dan, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know the answers to these questions. That's why I always call Dan Morris. Okay, Montgomery Public School System, that's county, that's not city. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so I know at least through ad valorem tax or property taxes, doesn't the Elmore County Commission receive funds and then they distribute that to the Montgomery Public School System? Is that correct?
Elmore County?
Excuse me, Montgomery County, excuse me. So,
did that question again,
my question, Mr. Attorney. Does the Montgomery Public School System receive revenues from the Montgomery County Commission?
It receives ad valorem, well, it does, the Montgomery County Commission, but also receives tax from the Montgomery County Tax Assessor.
Okay.
But they're mandated to give that to them.
Right. So, could the Elmore County...
You said Elmore again. You mean Montgomery.
I know I did. Could the Montgomery County Commission, through their, and I know he's on contract and it changes sometimes, could the Montgomery County Commission sue the individuals that removed the statue?
That's a great question. And I had Daryl Bailey on talking about that crime. And here's what the deal is the Montgomery County School Board, Montgomery Board of Education, would have to want to file charges against a person for destroying Montgomery County school property. And he basically said, I'm not sure if they want to do that.
Yes, and I remember. I listen to every minute. That's a little bit of exaggeration, probably 90% of every minute. You had him on. We all appreciate that you did. But I just wonder, and when I say I wonder, I'm trying to use common sense and logic. If the Montgomery public school system receives a certain amount of funds through the county commission, why couldn't the county commission, through a civil lawsuit, it wouldn't be criminal, because the Montgomery County Commission, their attorney, is not a prosecutor, but could a civil lawsuit be filed against the persons that were arrested for removing that piece of property that technically some of it is funded through the commission?
Yeah, I think you're trying to connect too many dots. I think you're trying to connect too many dots. Because what happens in government is if I give you money and I don't say this money is for this particular thing and you're limited only to that, then the Board of Education can do a whole lot with that money. That's number one. Number two, I don't think the Montgomery County Commission has the will to do what you're talking about doing. Now, the school board, they're just not going to take any action, so therefore this thing is going to be a moot case.
You're right, Dan, and that's another topic for another day, and just like you say, it all starts in the home. It all starts with the school board, and what I mean by that is improving the education in Montgomery County and in the city of Montgomery, and I don't know what it's going to take. And it's a concern of mine, even though I live in Elmore County, obviously. It concerns me about the future of Montgomery, the property values, the economic development.
Yeah, I'm total agreement with you. I think that probably they'll do something about it when it implodes. But what they're going to do is just like in November, they're going to be begging for more money. They think more money, more government's going to fix it. I think they need to think differently about education than the way that they thought about it for the last 70 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, I know that you were a native of Tallahassee, Alabama, so but you've been in Montgomery for I don't know how many years, and that's really none of my business.
Since I was nine.
Wow. So that would probably be just a few years. But anyway, Dan, you know so many influential people, and my concern about Montgomery, and by the way, I shop Prattville. I don't do Montgomery that much, and I know I'm about to run out of time, but my concern about Montgomery is it's the hub of the river region, and if it's going south, the river region is going south when the river region needs to be going north economically and financially. And I don't know what you can do, but you can do a lot more than I can, and I know that you're concerned about it, and I know that you'll do all that you can do.
Well, I have tried in the past. I'm afraid we may have turned the corner here. We had an opportunity to do something about 12 years ago, and we didn't do it. I think we went the wrong direction 20 years ago. But 12 years ago, there was an opportunity. There was a report that was done through the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce that took capital cities around the nation that has similarities to Montgomery. And they looked at which ones worked and which ones didn't. And Columbia, South Carolina is kind of a good center point. And Columbia, South Carolina made a decision to really be forward-thinking in education and business and economic development. And it wasn't forward-thinking in a sense of that it was going to throw more money at it. They partnered with the university, and we have five of them here in Montgomery. They partnered with University of South Carolina and really did a lot in education. They did things differently. They weren't scared of success. They didn't mind separating kids. Now, they don't have the racial mix that we do, but they turned out pretty good and did a good job with it. There's some other ones that did something similar to that, but you know, we're not Atlanta. We're closer to where we are. It's more like Jackson, Mississippi, to be honest with you. And yeah, Jackson, Mississippi is a mess.
Yeah, I know. I spent my teenage years in Yazoo City with the barbers.
Oh, yeah, Haley.
Real quick, Haley, yeah. Real quick, then. Your mother, was your mother still actively involved in the chamber in the late 80s and early 90s?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I worked for Chip Norris, Paul E. Norris, Jr. I was the superintendent in 1990. And the chamber building did a major remodel, and Chip was awarded the contract, and I was the superintendent on that job. I probably met your mother. I just don't remember.
Probably did, yeah. No, she was very involved during that time.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that job. Okay, Dan.
Doug,
well, thank you for giving me more time than I deserve, and I really enjoy the show. Thank you for educating us, Dan.
A pleasure. Gonna be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
What's the old saying? When the money's gone, it's time to pawn. That's right. And we're talking about High Caliber Gun and Pawn. It's in Prattville, Alabama. High Caliber. They have money to loan, folks. Ammo. Guns. They buy gold. They have catalog orders. That's right. You can order it right there and pick it up. And also a discount for military, law enforcement, EMS, and all frontline workers. Why don't you go by there today? It's the only place you need to go. High Caliber Guns and Pawn, Prattville, Alabama on 31 South.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's another day when those afternoon and evening storms will be in ample supply, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours. High temperature in the low 90s today, will be down to the mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Not quite as many storms tomorrow, but still scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours, high in the low 90s. And then the storms become widely separated on Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Have you ever felt a 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's get to the phones here. We have some more. Bill Barr. We have a lot of other things, too. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Thank you, Dan. Let me ask you, Lee High School, is that a
public property or private property? If it's public property, the DA of Montgomery County don't have to have the... If I went down and did something to City Hall or the county courthouse, he could charge me with destruction of public property without the county commission or the city council coming down. He's passing the buck is what he's doing.
Maybe you're right with that. It's... Because in thinking about it, I think what he said is that I'm not going to do anything unless Montgomery County wants to charge them. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I figure that's what he said, because he's thinking about to make his constituents mad.
Yeah.
But I'd like to get in on the drawing.
Which one?
11-1. Both of them are the mortgage...
Mortgage Corporation of the South, John Williams, $50
and
gift card.
And Sweet Creek.
Okay, we do the Sweet Creek at 2:30, 2:45 today. Month and day?
11-1.
You got it, buddy. You're in.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks. Cricket.
Hey, how are y'all?
Cricket, I am good. How's the cricket doing today?
Hey, the cricket's doing great. Listen, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
You're a first-time caller?
I am.
Cricket. Wait a minute. Now, first-time callers get their name put in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Did you know that?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you.
Give me your month and day of birth.
2/20.
Not too far from me. Tell me about yourself, Cricket.
Well, I work for the state. My husband's been in the military for 30 years and still in. And I have never really liked politics up until about 10 years ago. And then I started listening to y'all's show, and you really break it down and you really give us the real stuff. So I listen to y'all every single day.
Really?
At work, yeah. I can have a radio on at work. So I listen to y'all every single day. And I said, you know, I'm going to call in because I never call in and tell you how much I appreciate your knowledge and breaking it down for people like me that didn't really understand politics as well as I do now.
Well, that's good. I love educating people and raising their awareness.
Yes, I wish more people would listen that needs to be educated.
Me too. It would help us out a lot.
Yes, sir, it would. But I wanted to call and say thank you. And, oh, yes, can you put me in for the Morning Corporation of Southview with John Williams?
You Cricket, of course I'll do that. Okay, so you're going to be in the drawing three times. One for Mortgage Corporation South, twice for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I've been there. As a matter of fact, I went one day and looked this week.
What is your favorite thing to get there?
Cuban.
Ah.
Oh, I love it. And the stew, the camp stew is delicious.
Camp stew is great. The Cuban sandwiches are great. The watermelons are great. The peppers are great. Their roast beef sandwich is great. Turkey sandwich, great. So we're going to do that.
I haven't tried the barbecue.
You haven't?
No, that's what I want to try next.
You better do that. Okay. We're going to do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:45 today. What's in that gift basket, Cricket?
$60 or whatever I want in it.
Girl, you got it. You take you and your husband. You win. You and your husband head down there, okay?
We will do it. Thank you, Dan. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Cricket. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
John D. Rockefeller. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I got the original of the routing slip that was on the FBI lawyer's fake affidavit.
Yeah.
And I put it on eBay. it's up to 7,500 watchers and $13,000. But it's got 2 days to go.
I like that.
Wouldn't you not want to be on that?
Yeah, you can score on that one. So tell me what you think is going to happen to Klein Smith.
Well, you know, my first thought is, you've decided to go ahead and plead guilty in Washington, D.C. for doing something that hurt Donald Trump 2 months before an election, 3 months before, well, 2 months really, I guess.
81 days.
Before an election where some people say that Biden has a good chance to win. I mean, the people you hang out with think he's a lock. Okay? So that's just very curious to me. And, you know, that's the interesting thing about this case is with him is that he's a lawyer. You know, if it was an FBI agent, you could say, okay, well, the next guy is, you know, Peter Strzok or whoever his supervisor was or something like that. But, you know, apparently they were running lawyers right out of the assistant director's office, okay? So you got to say to yourself, who all did this guy, let's use the word, pollinate while he was doing all of this? Who all did he interact with? And I would imagine, Dan, that he probably had interactions with people. And I say this based on what they showed about Page and Strzok, that they, you know, they were all over the place. So well, I would imagine this guy was too.
Yeah,
but seriously, there's an email chain or a routing slip on a memo, right? And this person signed off, and this person signed off, and I would just not want to be any of those people. Well, I would think you'd have to have a good story.
Yeah, if they're checkoff lists, then somebody's in deep kimchi, in the words of George Herbert Walker Bush. I had a friend of mine up in D.C. who sent me something and said that Clyne Smith Rowe was that of an attorney in this sense. The FISA application is a legal document that's going to a court. So an attorney has to prepare that and does prepare that. And so gets all the people to do the signatures, gets all the information, compiles it together, gives it to them to sign off. So that was his role. The question is, who told him to go do it?
Right. And to think, do you think for 1 minute that he would have, in other words, if it was, let's say it was an assistant director, all right, or a deputy assistant director, I could see Strzok, for example, on his own initiative going, you know what, I'm just going to take this out. Because, you know, that just kind of distorts the meaning here. In other words, that's going to be their defense that, yeah, Page several years ago was the source, but now he's not. Okay, and he's been having contacts with Russians, and it just ain't right. So I'm going to handle this one. But I cannot imagine a scenario where a 37-year-old FBI lawyer goes, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to just make an executive decision. I'm ready to move up in the world. No. And I'm sure he told somebody. And here's the other thing, too. Don't you think he may have told some people after the, you know what, hit the fan? Okay? And what did those people do? Was he told to do it by Strzok?
Yeah, that's going to be the coup. Was he directed? That would be number one. Or did he inform someone that he did it?
Right. And you would almost kind of think, you know, this is the kind of thing, too, that could kind of slip up on people. And what I mean is like, you could have done it, and then you didn't think you'd get caught, right? And then all of a sudden, when everything blew up, they're scrambling, right? I think they thought when Mueller was appointed that he would come in and take possession of all this stuff, right? And then they'd all be covered. Because now Trump's going to be impeached. He may even be indicted, right? So this will just be, you know, this will get lost in the shuffle. Well, when they appointed Durham, or announced they were going to appoint somebody, then I would imagine that you just wonder. I'd love to see the text messages and the emails between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok about what happened, you see, and then all of a sudden you're into something else. So, but I just think it's astounding that this guy would enter a guilty plea in Washington, D.C., the one place in the world that hates Donald Trump and any Republican president as much as they do Satan. So that to me tells me something there.
I know they love Satan. They hate Donald Trump.
Right.
And by the way, the way the email got found out is that They were going through emails, Horowitz was, not Durham, Horowitz was, and they found the email that said, yes, he was a part of CIA. And then they knew from the FISA warrant that it wasn't in the warrant. It said that he didn't say that. So it was not part of the CIA. So he's the one that, sorry about that, Horowitz was the one that found it. The guy who did the, but then they went and did, Durham's people did the interview. And right. Durham's people is doing are doing interviews with the Mueller team, too.
Right. And let me ask you this, you know. Hey, Dan, how come Chris Wray hadn't taken action against these people and other people that were involved, you know, and announced some of his own findings? You know, this guy that took all the notes that they planted in the meeting, Patinka, whatever his name is, Joe Patinka. You know, why is that guy? He got a promotion, I think. And just, you know, Ray to me is, I think, probably going to turn out to be one of Trump's more disappointing hires.
Yeah, absolutely. The long knives are out for Ray. That is one thing I hear endlessly when I talk to Washington contacts.
Well, they should be. They should be. He needed to clean. He was supposed to. His mission should have been to disinfect that place. And instead, it's like he put on his duster and just went around with a cleaning rag and a little glaive and decided to polish the furniture. That's not going to cut it.
Yep.
That's all I got.
John D., you have a great weekend. I'm going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great 3-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great 3-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before we go to Scott, telephone caller, listener Scott, let me play this next bar clip and talking about if something is proven without a reasonable doubt, they will be charged.
Mr. Attorney General, you once said this isn't about a report. This is a criminal investigation. You were very clear that they spied, the President of the United States was spied on deep into his presidency, you said. Now, based on what we know, and Andrew McCabe said it, and Sally Yates said it, and Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates would not sign those warrants today. We know that the FBI knew beyond any doubt that it not only was that dossier, without the dossier, Yates and McCabe both say there's no FISA warrant, that they knew it was false. They were told it was false. The law even requires them, as soon as they know that it was false, to go back to the FISA court. Based on what we know on the record, I just see premeditated fraud against the court, and I wouldn't even lie before Judge Judy, Mr. Attorney General, because I think they'd throw away the key in my case.
Well, when we feel we can prove a crime beyond a reasonable doubt, it will be charged. I can tell you that.
Yes, flat out, they'll be charged.
Yeah, and he went very tight-lipped there, and Sean tried to make that joke, and he didn't want to say anything.
Let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Thumbs up. Scott, welcome aboard.
Don. Thank you. Thank you. Just wanted to comment on Joe's pick of Kamala. And I just, choice to me is pretty clear that if you want chaos and craziness, you go with Joe. And if you want law and order and everything, go with Trump. And I would just, I mean, if it was me in the Trump campaign, I would just throw out the ad of showing Portland and all the craziness. And just say, here's a glimpse of what you're going to get with Joe and Kamala. And that's how I would outline it. But when I look at a candidate, I don't care if it's a D or an R. I look at the pros and cons. I do a T-chart on the candidate and seeing the pros and the cons. And then I look at what they're going to do for the country, what effect will they have on the country, or my state, the city, and then myself financially with my safety, my health, and my well-being. And that's how I look at candidates and just look at the facts and not get into this hyper, all this looking at feel-good kind of comments. I look at the facts and just that's how I handle it.
Well, Scott, so, I wish more voters were like you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You actually, I called 3 weeks ago and my daughter said you did come in to Sweet Creek and meet her, so...
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I went in and I found her. One of your daughters was there. The one that works behind the counter with Karen was there. The one in the restaurant was not. And I had dealt with her for a long, long time. She's a wonderful young girl.
Yeah, we tried to raise them right. And the other night, I actually had the other daughter come in to me and tell me about a conversation she had with a friend of hers saying, and, oh, there's not really anything wrong with Joe. He's a nice man. And then my daughter is smart enough. She's figured it out, too, kind of like us. And she said, well, did you know this? Did you know this? And did you know this? And just listed like four or five things. And the young lady said, no. She said, well, go find it here if you don't believe me and all this stuff. And the girl said, well, he doesn't sound so good now. And I said, yep, there you go. So... anyway, that's all I wanted to call about. I just heard you guys talking this week. I was listening in the car in the repeat, and I thought, yeah, about picking of Joe and Joe and Kamala. And I'm like, man, they're already lying their you-know-what's off on talking about, oh, this deal with Israel and everything. Yeah, it's a good thing, but we started it back in our administration. Oh, yeah. No, they did not.
They will try to take credit for anything.
I know they lied about Benghazi. I mean, those guys just sat there and waited for help. And it's just so sad how they handled Libya, they handled Iran. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So it's just bad. So, yeah, I'm getting out. I'm talking to all my buddies, all my friends. A lot of my friends that I do Korean martial arts with, they're very much very, very conservative too. So, but we're just getting the message out to everybody. You know, I just don't want chaos. I like law and order.
Scott, I enjoyed meeting your daughter, and I appreciate your call today.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. Goodbye.
I don't think we can fit JD in, can we?
No, we only really have like 30 seconds here.
JD and others, hang on for me. I'm going to do a top hour break. Coming back to you. Dan Morris Show, don't forget. Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. You need a new loan, need to refinance, you're going to buy, you need a pre-approval letter? John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. Give him a call. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. He's great. You will love him. He'll be back after this.